This course is designed to prepare you for the EMT intermediate examination. The EMTI must understand the basics of anatomy, physiology, and pathophysiology, or the study of disease states. There are also things you need to know about managing the different emergencies an EMTI responds to, as well as how the job is handled in the scheme of emergency medical services. Medical emergencies and traumatic emergencies are covered, with a focus on those things the EMTI can do as part of their duties. Chapter 1 in the course covers the basic things an EMTI needs to know to be part of an EMS system. The EMS system is a collection of providers that respond to emergencies. Topics like EMT safety, documentation, and the lifting and carrying of patients safely are a part of what the EMTI needs to understand. Legal and ethical issues are covered as part of this chapter, as well as those things you'll need to know about in order to work with patients of different cultures and religious backgrounds. Medical terminology is the topic of Chapter 2 of the course. While at first it seems boring, it actually involves information that is very important for every health professional to know about. There are terms related to body directions, planes, and body cavities that help you to know certain medical terms related to the human body. Most medical terms you will talk about in your job as an EMT are going to consist of prefixes, suffixes, and root words that together will help you understand what a given medical term relates to. Chapter 3 is an overview of the anatomy and physiology of the human body. While nothing can replace taking a separate anatomy and physiology course, this chapter will help you remember the basics of how the human body is laid out and how it works. Cellular anatomy and physiology are discussed, along with the study of tissues and the various systems within the body. The basics of pathophysiology are discussed in Chapter 4 of this course. Like anatomy and physiology, whole textbooks can be written about this topic, so if interested in pathophysiology extensively, you will need to read a book on the subject. This chapter covers some of the basic diseases you may need to be familiar with as part of your job. The focus of Chapter 5 is patient assessment. Vital signs are an important part of patient assessment. You will need to know the equipment necessary to obtain vital signs and how to use them. When approaching a patient, you will need to first do a scene size-up and will have to obtain a history. There are two major parts of the patient survey, called the primary and secondary surveys. As you care for the patient, you should know when and how to reassess the patient during the patient contact. Chapter 6 in the course talks about the drugs an EMT can use, the basics of pharmacokinetics of drugs you may give, and toxicology. The repertoire of drugs used by EMTI providers is not large, but can be helpful to patients, and in some cases can be life-saving. EMTs must also handle many different types of toxicological emergencies, from drug overdoses to toxic alcohol ingestions, and to other environmental exposures. Recognizing these situations and rapidly handling them are important factors in the patient's outcome. Cardiac emergencies from the perspective of the EMT are covered as part of Chapter 7. This includes the management of chest pain and acute coronary syndrome, the types of shock and their treatment, and the management of cardiac arrest. Patients may also have hypertensive emergencies that will need to be recognized, treated, and rapidly transported to an emergency department. The focus of Chapter 8 in the course is airway management and the recognition and treatment of respiratory emergencies. These must be addressed as soon as possible if they are the main cause of the person's initiation of EMS services. You will learn how to manage an obstructed airway, how to use airway adjuncts and intubate a patient, how to give oxygen through various methods, and the basic management of respiratory emergencies, including how to provide nebulizer treatment.